remarks?
I just want to remind everybody that tomorrow, August 3rd, is a countywide election. There's one item on the agenda, one item on the ballot.
Moving on down the agenda, accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 464273 through 464277, 464279 through 464315. No warrants and two journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The check that's voided, I couldn't find it in here. David, do you know? Or do
when
you
it's
know?
Voided, they, I think they keep it, don't they?
Well, we haven't voided it yet. Why are we voiding?
Because
there's
a
bill
that was already paid.
It's already been paid?
Yes.
Okay.
Move to void check number 464278.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
They didn't put in those. That wasn't on my sheet. That's why I was looking.
Yeah. Didn't see it on mine. I saw it on this one. Mm-hmm.
Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes, regular session minutes for July 26, 2021, and executive session minutes for July 26, 2021.
Do you guys have any questions on them?
I don't.
No. Move to approve regular session minutes for July 26, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for July 26, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Mid-year insurance review and discussion. Mr. Akers.
Well, good morning. We have your 6 months or 12-month report, but you know, through the 6 months of this year. We have some differences from the last report that I showed you, but I'm going to scare you a little bit, and then I'm going to turn around and make it not be so bad. So I'll kind of give you a little preemptive deal. If you look at the first page in, it shows you that we have currently $1,840,681 worth of claims. That is on the medical side by itself. This kind of just wheels through some of the places where you're spending money. Office visits are a big part of that. But then there has been some significant increase in inpatient care to raise that number since the last time we got together. And later on in the report, I'll be able to show you where that's coming from. If you move a page back, it just gives you in graphical format where the claims are being paid. You can see that 53% roughly of claims are for your staff, 47% are for dependents. You guys did make a change to where you paid more for dependents, and so you have more on the plan now, and you're starting to see some of that come through.
John, those that are hospitalized due to the COVID,
mm-hmm.
Is that shown on the, is that part of this?
Yes. And when we get to the shock claims report, you'll be able to see some of that. Moving on, the next page just shows you where the claims are coming from. Again, we've had some pretty good knocks in April and May, but then it settled back down again in June. And again, this is medical only. But your expense per contract per month, you can see, was significantly higher in that far right column in these months than it was prior. If you flip the page, you can see your pharmacy is pretty consistent. But you, just like everybody else, have some drugs that weren't around 3 to 5 years ago that now are, that are very, very expensive. And we'll see those here in a second, some of the ones that are driving some of your pharmacy costs. But again, pretty consistent. Nothing really jumps out there. The next page shows your premiums billed at $2,215,000. If you look at your pure loss ratio, meaning the claims paid against your premiums, your total is 104.35%, which typically would not be good. However, when we get to the shock claims, which will be the last page, you will see we have a very, very high shock loss claimant. And the good news is the predominance of that claim gets pulled out of these numbers. And so when you do your loss ratio pulling out your shock claimants, your current loss ratio is 81.62%. And that's the one that really matters for us, because that's how they calculate your renewal. Okay? So it's not as good as it was the last time we came in, but it's still within a reasonable window as far as renewal goes. Next page just shows premiums that were actually received as your accounting staff takes credits and billings from different ones, so those don't always match up for you guys. The next page shows you multiple diagnosis codes. Now, again, more than one person can be within these. We have a very high shock loss claimant from diabetes. Commissioner Wyatt, COVID-19 is about 6 down in that as far as showing costs as well. So you can see the different claim types and things that we're paying. Do have some little bit of cancer in there, a lot of heart disease, and again, diabetes is a pretty significant driver. The next page shows you your high-cost drugs. Again, Otezla is new, and you can still see it advertised on TV. And you can see that 12 scripts of that are $41,000. There is Trulicity for diabetes, new drug. That's about $1,000 per prescription. So on and so forth. Humira, there is a lot of anti-inflammatories that are part of these drugs that weren't around a few years ago. And they're very high cost without generic substitutes, and so that's generally what drives pharmacy spend at this point. Finally, the last page, and this is really where the tail of the tape is. If you look about midway down the page, you will see that you had a very high shock loss claimant, which is driving some of this increase in numbers. The good news with that is that only $100,000 of that claim counts against your claims experience. The rest of it is covered by your stop-loss insurance that's part of your program. And again, one of the things with Cox Health Plans that is very unique to them is they do not experience rate their shock loss or their pooling. So just because you had this claim, if you were with any other insurance carrier, particularly if you were self-funded, you would really pay the piper come renewal time, even with this. But with Cox, They charge every client the same amount. This year it's $70 per employee per month. That's what you pay. That's what every other insured with Cox pays. Next year it'll be higher, but you won't pay any different number, even though you've had a significant claims experience within this. They don't ding you for that, whereas every other insurance carrier we work with would. Okay. You have one other claimant that's in that shock loss, just a few above that. The rest are below the $100,000, so you're paying all of that, or that counts against your claims experience. And then finally, I would direct your attention over to the far right. It says last DOS. That's date of service. And you'll note that only four of the people on this list have had treatment in 2021. And none of your shock loss claimants. Or excuse me, your over $100,000 claimants. So the news is still pretty good. The one thing that I asked very quickly when I got this report was, wait a minute, this says that the last date of service was in December, but the last report I got, if you remember when I came back to talk to you, we didn't have a lot of this. There was some of this claim in there. They do large claim audits and billing, and so it gets hung up and flagged in their system, and they go back and negotiate with the hospital and the carrier, and so a good chunk of that claim came in after the report that I brought you the last time. Yes. So, anyway, mixed bag. We do have some large claimants. Because of the platform you're on, it should not hurt you as bad as normal, and your loss experience at 81% is reasonable. That would be a modest renewal if we were to do that. You have that right now.
Do you remember what our loss ratio was last year?
Different points at different times, but it was in the 90s, and then it came down into the 80s.
I don't know if that's ever been 81%, I guess, is my question.
For you guys, that's pretty rare.
It's normally 105, 120.
You in past years have been significantly higher than that.
Good.
So, hopefully we stay there.
The last report I had on those being hospitalized on the COVID, none of them had had the vaccine.
99.something%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any other questions for me?
I don't.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I guess we should ask if Dawn had anything. Nope. Okay.
I think they talked.
Yeah. Yep. We have. We're getting ready. We're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Intergovernmental Agreement for 911 Dispatch Services and Personnel, number 21-087, Sheriff. I have a letter dated July 29, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. This is for the Intergovernmental Agreement for Dispatch Services and Personnel buy-in between the City of Forsyth and Taney County.
Have any questions on?
I was going to look. Is your understanding it will automatically continue on, renew, unless one party or the other gives objection within
60 days?
I think it was 60 days.
60 days, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got an automatic one-year renewal. Move to approve the intergovernmental agreement for dispatch for 911 dispatch services and personnel buying between Taney County and the City of Forsyth.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.